Welcome to Attleboro Springs Wildlife Sanctuary at La Salette. A sanctuary can be many things. For some, it is a place where nature is protected. It can be a place for solitude, a safe haven for refuge, or a holy place for reflection. Attleboro Springs is all these things, a testimony of the spiritual connection between people and nature, of visionary community efforts in land protection, and the nature of a special place for people and wildlife, just a stone's throw from downtown Attleboro. Here you will visit several different wetland and woodland habitats. You'll learn how people altered these habitats in the past and about choices we currently make to protect them. While I briefly describe our reflection trail, you may find it helpful to refer to the trail map. Individual copies of the map in printed and tactile formats are available at Oak Knoll Wildlife Sanctuary just up the road at 1417 Park Street and at the National Shrine of Our Lady of La Salette Shrine Welcome Center at 947 Park Street. This audio tour, the map, and trail information are also available on our website at www.massaudubon.org/Attleboro Springs. This half-mile, fully accessible loop follows a wide, level, crushed stone path enhanced with bridges, boardwalks, and an observation deck. There is a guide rope on the left, occasionally replaced by a handrail, the entire length of the trail. On this trail, you can listen for scarlet tanagers and oven birds, wood frogs and bullfrogs, visit various wetland and woodland habitats, explore a pudding stone outcrop, and learn about the natural and cultural history of this special place. All narrated stops along the trail are marked by a round bead in the guide rope. Within reach of the bead, there will be a signpost with the stop name and number in print and braille. A square bead in the rope indicates that there is a bench or other seating nearby. We hope you'll enjoy your visit and that this trail will enrich your senses in new ways.
Here at the trailhead, take some time to get familiar with this setting. Close your eyes and feel the breeze or sun on your face. Let yourself become a sensory barometer to measure wind and sun. Become a human compass and figure out the direction you are traveling by noting where you feel the sun on your face and what time of day it is. Ready? First, lift your face slightly to the sky. In the morning, the sun is in the east. It will shine warmest on your left side. By midday and early afternoon, the sun will appear in the south so that you will feel it on your entire face. From the west, later in the afternoon, the sun will feel warmest on the right side of your face. Okay, feel that sun. In which direction are you heading? Now, feel the wind on your face. From what direction is the breeze blowing? Another way to test wind direction is to lick your finger, then hold it up to the breeze. Your wet finger will feel coolest when facing the oncoming breeze. Finally, what is the general feel of the habitat you are now entering? Does it feel cool or warm, shady or sunny, moist or dry? Do you feel exposed to the wind or sheltered from it? Can you sense what type of setting is up ahead, an open habitat or a woodland? Listen to some of the sounds. Is this area noisy and bustling, or calm and quiet? Are there different insects singing? Can you hear any birds?